Welcome to Shul Machshava on the Daf. We're holding him in Noches Daf Lamed Zayin. The Gemara towards the end of Amud Aleph brings the question. The Plimu asked Rebbe, someone who has two heads, Mishiyesh lo shnei roshim, beizem mehem miniach tefillin. Which one of them you'll put tefillin on? So Rebbe answered, this thing cannot happen. You have to go to Golus or get a Shamto because there's no such thing as someone having two heads. And the Gemara questions that there was a baby that was born with two heads. Tosis mentions that in this world we don't have normally someone has two heads, but not in Olam Hazeh, meaning in other creatures from other worlds, then you do have people with two heads. And he quotes a medrash. The medrash that Tosis refers to is printed in the Sefer Oitzah Midrashim regarding Shlomo HaMelech in page 533. The Medrash tells us a story that Shmedai, who was the king of the Shadim, that Shlomo HaMelech captured, as the Gemara in Gittin tells us. So came Shmedai to Shlomo HaMelech and tells him, are you supposed to be the smartest person in the world? Let me show you something you never saw. So Shmedai puts his hand into the ground and pulls from the ground a person that has two heads. So the Medrash tells us that Shlomo HaMelech spoke and he explained that there's people that live beneath the world. There's other worlds beneath our world, and there you have other people. Shlomo HaMelech asks the person, with the two heads, he asks him, who are you? He says, I'm from the children of Cain. Where do you live? I live in a country of Eretz called Eretz Tevil. So the Medrash goes on to say, Shlomo HaMelech says, do you want to go back to your place? And the person says, yes, please take me back to where I belong. So Shmedai says, I'm sorry, I can't take him back. So this person with two heads goes and marries a wife, a regular woman from this world. And they had seven children. Six of them had only one head, like the mother. And one of them was like the father, and he had two heads. This person became very rich, and he died. And now that he died, they had to split the Yerusha. So the six children tell the seventh one, we're going to split it into seven pieces, and you'll get one. The one with the two heads said, no, I deserve two pieces. You should divide the land into eight, and I'll take two portions. So they came to Shlomo HaMelech. Shlomo HaMelech came and asked the Sanhedrin, and they did not know what to answer. So Shlomo HaMelech goes into the Beis Hamikdash, and he davens to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he says, please give me the chokhmah to answer this question. The morning comes, Shlomo HaMelech calls the person with two heads, and he takes hot water, and he pours the boiling water on one head. They both start screaming and saying, we're going to die. We're dying. We are one person. The fact that one head has hot water, the other head is also feeling it very much. And that's how they knew the psak, that it's considered to be one person. That is the medrash. Fascinating medrash that Tosis quotes. From Chaim Kanievsky, in a Sefer Taima Dekro, in Parshas Pinchos, he brings, it says there, it doesn't say there, le'gil guloysum. So the Ramban points it out that we don't mention the gugurlis. We don't mention the heads, which is a lashon we usually do mention. So says Reb Chaim, the pshat is based on this medrash. Because Shlomo HaMelech paskens that you don't split the land to someone who has two heads based on the number of heads. He's considered to be one person. Masha'in ken legabe pidin haben, we learned in our Gemara, you do have to pay for each head. So that's why when we're speaking about pidin haben, these other numbers, we say the gugurlisum is based on the number of the heads. But when we're speaking about nachlo doesn't depend on the heads, it depends on the body. Meaning, legabe pidyon haben, it depends on the number of heads. And regarding nachlo, it depends on the number of people. Two heads can be two heads, but it's still the same person. And just regarding this idea that Reb Chaim brings, when do we mention legulguloysom, ayin chasma sofer, in your idea of simon reich tzadik dalet, that he brings in the name of the sefer kol Yehudo. If you look at Chumash Pekudim, it says by Bnei Yisrael, when they count Bnei Yisrael, it says Legulguloysom, but it doesn't mention by Shevet Levi. What's the difference? He says, Pshat like this, Shevet Levi, you count when they're 1 month old. They're little babies. Little babies, they may have a baby that has two heads. So that's why it doesn't say Legulguloysom, because the count doesn't depend on the heads. Mashiach Bnei Yisrael, they're counted for the age of 20. Based on our Gemara, someone who has two heads is a trefel, you never reach the age of 20. So you could count based on the heads because you'll never have somebody with two heads at the age of 20. Chazosev continues, it says there is sometimes you do mention Gugulosom by 20, not always, but sometimes it is mentioned. And he brings the Ramay Pano. One explanation is the Gugulosom is Loshon Gilgul. They're telling me how many times they're going to come back to the world, so there is a Gugulos there as well. Adds a sefer that according to the Rashba that holds that a treifa of your seris, having too much, someone can live for many years, this void will not work because you could have, even a bnei yisrael, someone has two heads, 20 years old. So says the Chazal Sefer, Adivim Shat, he says, by bnei yisrael, there may have been those days someone who had two heads. That's why it says the Gulgulaisim. You'll count based on the Gulgulais. By bnei Levi, they didn't have people that had two heads. So the Torah doesn't say the Gulgulaisim. He's basing on the Ramban that the Torah tells you what actually was there. Not only the conceptual idea, but telling you what was the physical condition of the people that the Torah speaks about. So Al-Koponim, we have your interesting discussion. Do you focus on the Gulgulis or you do not focus based on the concept that you have a person that has two heads? Anyone who wants to join or sponsor the Shomach Shava Shiurim, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.